Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tes Vav Omud Beis. And we begin a brand new siman in the third volume of Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Nun, a fascinating siman which deals with the preparations that one has to do to make sure that you have a beautiful Shabbos. Hachanas Hasudos L'Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos, preparing the meals for Shabbos. So the Mechaber tells us, Yashkim Baboker, a person should get up early in the morning, Biyom Shishi, on Friday morning, Lohochen Tzarchi Shabbos, to prepare for the Suda Shabbos. And even if he has many workers that can do the work for him, so he could just sit back and do nothing. Nevertheless, the Mechaber tells us, Yishtadel lohochin bi'atzmo shum dover l'tzorchei Shabbos kedei l'chabdo. A person should go out of his way to make sure that he himself personally does something in order to prepare for the Shabbos. And then the Mechaber continues, we'll get to this tomorrow, he brings down various gedolei hamorayim, what they used to do in order to physically themselves prepare for Shabbos. But now let's focus on the Mishneh Berurah and the Dirshu footnotes for the rest of the shiur today. So the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkat Nalev says, Yashkim Baboker v'chulei, a person should get up early on Friday morning. The reasoning is, the Mishneh Berurah says, Dichsiv v'hoya b'yom ha-shishi v'echinu eitzah she'yoviyu v'gomer. The pasuk for Mishpatim, which says that a person has to get up early on Friday morning, they'll go to collect the mon, to prepare for Shabbos. Hachonah dumyu d'havah, and just like over here, the preparations are similar to when the mon came down. V'havah samon, the mon came down, halo ha'isoli alta b'boker, came down first thing immediately in the morning. Dichsiv v'yilketu also b'boker b'boker, early in the morning. This double lashon, b'boker b'boker, tells us the mon came down very early in the morning. They collected it very early in the morning. So too, our preparations for Shabbos parallels that af hachana al Shabbos tiet miyad baboker. Therefore, our preparation should also be first thing Friday morning to prepare for Shabbos. And he says, v'hainu miyad achar kriyashma utvila. Of course, you daven first, you say kriyashma and you daven first, but immediately after that, a person has to go and take care of the needs for Shabbos. The issue foot number one brings down Begeder Mitzvos V'chinu, what's included in these preparations. So Rav Nissen Karo L'Shlita brings down the two aspects over here. Number one, Lidok Shiu Muchonim B'Shvilo Tzorchei Shabbos, to worry and be concerned that you'll have all the needs taken care of you for Shabbos. So that would include telling other people what to do to prepare for you for Shabbos. And number two, Lihisasek Bi'atzmo Be'achonosh L'Shabbos, and what you yourself are physically going to do. Because he says, it's not enough to just make sure that everything is prepared for Shabbos, but there's a mitzvah in and of itself that you yourself should go and be toreach, to go and work hard to make sure that the Shabbos itself is honored by your actual doing work, not just that all the work is taken care of, which is another aspect of this important mitzvah. The issue foot number two brings down, the din zeh shetzorach lashkim b'boker, this din that you have to get up early in the morning, Rav Nissen Karo L'Shlita says, this is dafka al mishum mutol olav lohochen esorcha Shabbos. This is the one who's doing the cooking, the one who's doing the actual preparing of the items. That person has to get up early on Friday morning. However, if you're in charge of something else for Shabbos, but not the actual food preparations, so then, av shetzorach lasso says, adorvei b'achones l'chove Shabbos, even though you yourself have to go personally do something for Achon Shabbos, nevertheless, if your job is to set the table, you don't have to get up early to set the table. That can be set later in the day. If your job is to go and clean up the house, that can be done later in the day. The food preparations, they have to be started maybe early in the morning. So that person has to get up early. But if you're doing some other type of preparation, lav davka, Rav Nissen Karo L'Shlita says that you have to get up early in the morning. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha brings down an additional reason from the Taz that's brought down in the Beis Yosef, brought down in the name of the Tanchuma. And that's the pasuk says, Vahaya, and Vahaya means miyad, immediately, right now. And the Prima Gadim says that according to this reasoning, Tzarech Lios Hashkama Yoser Behekdem, you have to get up early, early in the morning, and this would even include Afilu Kodim Kriyashma Tfilah Nefshah, even before the Zman for Tfilah and Zman for Kriyashma, but make sure that what you're doing doesn't, of course, make you miss Zman Kriyashma and Deman Tefillah. The Bir Halacha has a whole long arichas over here, which we're not going to go into, but has very interesting details about this din as well. Back to the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah said that you first should go and say Kriyashma and Davin, but he says, Ach, imhu rogil lilmot achara tefillah ezu shir kot. So if after davening you normally have a set period of learning, or oh, shalomit im rabbim, or you're a rabbi and you teach people publicly, then ayivat lenu, certainly do not give that learning up in order to take care of the preparations for Shabbos, assuming, of course, you'll have time to do those preparations later. Simon Reish Nun Aleph, as we'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem in the next Simon. The issue for number three brings down, so even though a person normally has to minimize somewhat his learning in order to make sure that he takes care of all the needs of Shabbos, as the Rama will tell us in Simon Reish Nun Aleph, however, the Mishnah Berurah over there says, Shalavar ala parsha in Perish Rashi, for example, do shtayim mikra v'yecha targum, to go learn the parsha with Rashi, or to do something that is a set time, there is no chashash that you'll drag it out and end up learning all day and not prepare for Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'im derech hamokom ahu limkor ba'boker, if in the place where you live, the stores are only open early in the morning, and if you wait till after davening, v'lo yimtzo liknos achar limudo, if you wait till after you daven and learn, the stores will be all sold out. Stores aren't open then. There won't be food. Lo yikba limudo el achar kniya. Then you have the right to even give up your regular set learning after davening, go buy the food, and then do the learning afterwards. And if the minhag in that neighborhood is that the stores are open very early in the morning and they are open before davening, and if you don't go and buy the food before davening, then you won't have any food, and there won't be any availability of food after the davening, so then the halacha is, you're allowed to go and purchase the food before davening, and then go to davening afterwards. However, achira likros kriyashma kiven shekvar higiyazmana. However, a person should make sure that he says kriyashma first, especially once the zman for kriyashma has occurred. And this is not a problem with the normal rule that it's also lasos chafetz of kodim sheyispala. Normally, a person can't take care of his own needs before he davens. Davening should be the first thing in the morning. But here, shezo chetzi shemayimi, since this is doing for Hashem, so to say, so therefore there's no problem in you actually going and purchasing the food before the davening. The issue foot number four brings down, legabe knias tzor chesu the Shabbos be'er Shabbos, in regards to this din, so in Simon Peites, mutter liknosum kodin tfilas shachus, it seemed to say there that you're permitted to do this, mishum shach chavonos elu nechshavos chavtzi shemayim, because again, the reasoning that we just brought down over here is that you're not doing it for yourself, you're doing it for shem shemayim, and he doesn't seem to make any distinction there as to whether the food is easily available or not after the davening. Seems to imply over there that even lechatchila, you'd be allowed to do this before the davening, because you're not called doing your own work, you're doing a Kodesh Baruch Hu's work. And Dirshu foot number five brings down the same halacha applies for yontif. V'chein le'inyan achonas sudas yontif. So we'll learn in Simon Tov Kuf Chav Tes. Shema achron b'yontif. Level of basic classes on yontif. Of course, you can cook then. So you're allowed to come later to shul. They set the davening up to be later on. K'dei sheyuchlu litroach kol dematzilu litzorach sudas yontif. So you can prepare for yontif before you go and daven. That's perfectly permissible. On the first of the wide lines, in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masko, Yashkin Baboker, so the Chavetz Chaim has an interesting question. What should one do if you may miss Tefillah B'Tzibur? You'll be able to daven, but you have to daven B'Yechidus in order to get the food, versus davening B'Tzibur and not getting the food. So he says, certainly in that situation, you're allowed to give up Tefillah B'Tzibur in order to make sure you have the food, and you'll daven B'Yechidus. But if you're going to miss out totally on davening, then you have to daven first. He asks another question. What happens if you'll be able to daven B'Tzibur if you purchase the food first, but you may come a little bit late and you'll have to skip parts of Pesukah de Zimra? So he brings down from the Ketzosa Shulchan that it seems to be Shirashoy Liknos Kodem HaTefillah. The only way you can get the food is to purchase the food before the davening, and you'll have to skip parts of the Pesukah de Zimra in order to be able to daven B'Tzibur. He says that is permissible even L'chatchila. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Beis. B'yom HaShishi, V'yosatov Shi Miyikne Miyom HaKhamishi. It's better to do the preparations for Shabbos on Friday morning rather than to do it on Thursday. Because when you do it on Friday, it's more recognizable and obvious that you're doing it L'Kovet Shabbos. If you do something on Thursday, people think it's maybe for Thursday night. Unless, in lo b'dover shetzorech hachon rabba, but if it's something that requires a long period of time to prepare for, come on, basu limloch v'chadome, you have to go shach the animal and go and salt the meat, and that's going to take a significant period of time, so then yesh liknos b'yom chamisha, then of course you can do that on Thursday and not worry that people won't realize you're doing it l'kavod Shabbos, because you won't be able to do it if you do it on Friday and finish in time for Shabbos. However, he says, ach, im abasu shemotze b'yom chamisha u'kachush, if the meat that you're going to buy on Thursday is not very good, v'yesh sofik shim so b'yom shishi shumon v'tov, but you'll be able to possibly find better food on Friday, yamtin al yom shishi, then you should wait till Friday to prepare this food. The issue foot number six brings down, even though it's a bigger tircha first person, the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's still a bigger mitzvah to do it on Friday, even though it's a bigger tircha than to do it on Thursday. But Rav Nissen Karlitz brings down eventually in this later in this footnote, he says, Mikol mokom hachochom eino berosho, v'yesh ladun kol mikro legufo ulfiyayin. One should obviously look at all the picture together, what is going to be overall the best way to prepare for Shabbos, and ultimately the bottom line, that's the best way to prepare for Shabbos. And he says, likewise, the baking for Shabbos should ideally be done on Friday, the Kovach Shabbos. But again, if a person bakes for a couple of weeks at a time, and it's better for that person to be able to do it that way. So again, a person should do what is best for the honor of Shabbos overall, and not necessarily follow every one of these specific ideas, if overall that will not be the best for Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, "Mistavra de biyomim haktzarim, in the short winter days, kol mashiochol hakdim hachona biyom chamishi odif. In the short winter days, when you're not going to have a lot of time on Friday, then by all means, do anything you need to do on Thursday or Thursday night. That would be odif. That would be preferable." And he brings down in the issue foot number 7. Likewise, chamishi odif shol yuchol hachem yerev Shabbos machbas onis. If a person knows he's going to be very busy at work, or something has come up, some sort of an extraordinary situation, we won't be able to prepare on Friday, and there's nobody else that will do the work for him. So obviously, chayev krad b'emtza shvua, then you have to prepare for Shabbos even in the middle of the week to take care of the needs of Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, "V'tov shiomer al kol dover shekone." It's preferable for a person to say over every single thing and he purchases during the week, "Zel l'kovet Shabbos." I'm purchasing this l'kovet Shabbos, because in this way, hadibur ki hadibur hu poel harbe b'kdusha. The actual verbalizing of this adds to the kedusha, as it's brought down in Dirshu foot number 8 from the Maxis Hashekel. Sha'ayidei hadibur, via actually verbalizing it, chala kedusha Shabbos alos inyan. You, so to say, instill in it, you imbue in it the kedusha of Shabbos. And he says, "V'afa pisha hechem biashkoma." Even though a person gets up early on Friday morning to go and prepare for Shabbos, mitzvah lechachila sheyosef gam kein bein hashmoshos. There is an additional mitzvah. This is brought down in the name of the Mogen Avraham, the Sharetzion Oz Dalet. The Chofetz Chaim says this is the Mogen Avraham, that you should do something also bein hashmoshos. So what does he mean bein hashmoshos? The Yishuf number 9 says that it's already Shabbos then. So what does he mean? So he brings up from the Aruch HaShulchan that the kavan of the Mogen Avraham over here is somuch le'erev. Right before Shabbos, again, do something l'kovet Shabbos. And he says, v'remez l'dovar, there's an allusion to this idea. From the Pasuk Shenemar, it says, v'hoyom mishneh. It says over there, mishneh kelomar shiochinu shenis, that you should repeat and do it again a second time, prepare for Shabbos. Now, Ksiv Torah, the Pasuk says in the Torah, Zochus Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, this is a famous machlokis b'shamayim b'shillel, not so much really a machlokis, it's just two different approaches. The Pasuk says, Zochus Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, you should remember Shabbos to make it holy and sanctified. So b'shamayim explains, V'darshu b'shamayim shetei zocho me'echa b'shabbos. It means that all week long you have to remember the Shabbos. What does that mean practically? Nizdam l'cho chelik yofa, you find something really nice on Sunday. Tehei misakno l'shabbos, set it aside for Shabbos. V'yomro shamayim yazokin, they said about shamayim yazokin himself, shekol yomov haya ochel l'chovet Shabbos. Every day he ate l'chovet Shabbos. What does that mean? Haya motzi b'heimano, if he found a very good animal on Sunday, for example, he would say, Omer zol l'shabbos, I'm saving this for Shabbos. Then, motzah acheres no himena, if he found a nicer animal on Monday, so then ochel rishona, he would then eat the first animal on Monday, then when he found the better animal, he'd leave the better animal for Shabbos. And this way, nimtzo sha'achilo hi kidei sh'tishar hayof al Shabbos. So in this way, he was always leaving the better animal for Shabbos, so every single day of the week, he was sanctifying Shabbos. Hillel had a different approach. He had another way of approaching this. Not that he disagreed with Shammai, as we'll see. Shammai's approach is good for everybody, but Hillel was on such a high madrego of emunah that for himself, his approach was what he did. Shai Omer, he said, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamos Lonu Tzorkenu. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to prepare for me food every single day, so I don't have to worry now to prepare for Shabbos. And that's a very high level of emunah. V'skimu harbi poskim, there are many poskim that agree, and this is brought down in the Sharetzion Osei, the Or Zeruah, the Darki Moshe, the Bach, the Mogen Avraham, and the Shaias Aryeh. They all say shegam hillel mode shekidivrei beishamay adifatvei, that actually the approach of beishamay is the more correct way for most people to do, because in this way you're honoring Shabbos every day, and most people are not such balei bitachon, they don't have such emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of their needs. So if they find something good on Monday, the way they approach things is, oh, I'm going to save this for Shabbos, and not rely that I'll find something better for Shabbos. However, Hillel shohayo boteach b'Hashem shebevada yazmin lo l'Shabbos mona yofim mishara yomim. But Hillel was so confident that Hashem would give him something even better for Shabbos, uchidei l'chazek midas bitchono, and in order to strengthen this true emuna that he had, to demonstrate to himself that I know that Hashem is going to help me out and give me something even better, How you know I came? He did this. And he would say, no, I'm not taking the piece on Sunday or Monday for Shabbos because I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me a better piece on Thursday or Friday. However, for most people, Avol B'Shar Kolodim, them, these posts can say, for all other people, She'ein B'tchon Nechazor Kolkach, who don't have Hillel's unbelievable Amunah, Gam Humo, for Hillel, said for those people, D'chasham Ayadif HaTvei, that it's better to go, oh, I found a good piece on Sunday, save it for Shabbos. Then he adds, U'Pshita, it's perfectly clear, if it's something that's unusual to buy, they normally don't sell this. And now somebody's coming in and he sells it on Monday. If it's something that will not spoil and it will last till Shabbos, and it's not usually available every day, and now you happen to get it on Monday, certainly don't eat it on Monday, save it for Shabbos. Then he adds, mitzvah litom mikol tav shel bi'erev Shabbos. There's a special mitzvah. Toamel Chaim Zochu will say in the Pasuk that a person should go and taste all the food on Erev Shabbos, kidei l'saknon yofek kihogen, in order that it should be prepared exactly. You'll see, it needs a little bit more salt, it needs a little bit more sugar, it needs a little bit more this, it needs to be cooked a little bit more. So you'll taste the food on Erev Shabbos in order to make sure that the food is the most delicious for Shabbos. That, in and of itself, is a special mitzvah. The issue foot number 10 brings down the amazing thing from the Machzor Vitri, shed the schus, the schar, for somebody doing this, shemarichin lo yomav ushno. So the person will live a long, erlich, a healthy life. So that is a wonderful reward for the person who does this, tasting the food on Erev Shabbos to make sure it's good for Shabbos. The issue foot number 11 brings down another reason for the Machzor Vitri. Kidei sheloi v'lidei kas al b'nei beso beglal hakdochas hatavshel. Because people are going to get upset if the food isn't tasty, they're going to possibly, rachmon al-islam, be a machlokus. Hey, how come you burned it? How come you didn't make it good? How come you didn't do this or that? And therefore, it could lead to rachmon al-islam trouble. And therefore, you should know the lighting of the candles is that there should be peace in your house. He brings down from Eov. And therefore, in regards to the cooking, if you know that the cooking is done well, it will minimize and make sure, diminish any potential for machlokis. And therefore, this is a beautiful reason over here, an additional reason to taste the food. He says, what happens if somebody's fasting on Erev Shabbos? So they have the halachic right, the Prima Gordon says, to taste the food, albeit they should spit it out. Others say that you don't have to spit it out, that you're in fact allowed to go and swallow it, because that's considered appropriate for Shabbos. And in addition, you have the similar idea when it's Shabbos Chazon, which is during the 9 days, when you're not allowed to have meat, so how can you taste the food on Erev Shabbos? So all the poskim say you can taste the food. Just some suggest, such as the Shelus Tshuva Sesoris Tshuva and the Yalkut Gershuni, say that you should taste it and spit it out. But the Shelus Tshuva Sesoris Tzion says that since this is really Lekovit Shabbos, you're allowed to even swallow the food because you want to do this for this reason of Toamel Chaim Zochu, and this is also the opinion of Rav Ozan Zatzal, and therefore you are allowed to go and taste it even on Erev Shabbos Chazon during the 9 days. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Ayin in the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo Datiim or B'Shabbos Mikol Min Bevadaihi Mitzvah." He brings down over here from the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo that you should taste all of the foods that you're preparing on Shabbos. Every one is a mitzvah, and this remez, as I said, Toamer Chayim Zachu, based upon this pasuk. The issue foot number 12 asks, do you make a bracha on this tasting over here? So he brings out from the Kav Chaim. Absolutely, yes, you do make a bracha on it because you're intending to go and eat it and swallow it. Chavetz Chaim Mishar Etzion Os Ches brings down from the El Yerabba and the Shulchan Shlomo, Mashma de Etzem Atima, he mitzvah. This tasting in and of itself is actually a mitzvah. So even if it doesn't taste good and you end up spitting it out, you certainly should make a bracha on it before you taste it. We still have Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot, and Gimel to do, but it's a little bit longer, and we won't have time to finish it today, so we'll stop the shiur today, and Mitzvah Shem will catch up on this Mishnah Berurah and the other things that the Mechaber is telling us about, how the Amoraim used to prepare for Shabbos, and Mitzvah Shem in tomorrow's shiur. That concludes today's shiur.